USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack, but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. The Hill reported that the outage also affected the website of the upcoming 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The White House says there's been no change in the guidance for masks during the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There has been no decision to change our mask guidelines. Any decisions about public health would be driven by the CDC.
The Justice Department has set up a gun trafficking task force in five cities, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. The ATF's Deputy Director of Field Operations, Megan Bennett.
Go after the sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in, and the networks that feed those guns to the places where they are doing the most violent crime.
Eight people on a party bus were wounded in a drive-by shooting Wednesday night in Chicago. Earlier, another drive-by left two men dead. Also, there were two mass shootings just minutes apart. 10 people were shot, including a 14-year-old boy who was killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol will go forward, despite the GOP promises to boycott the investigation. USA's Lance Pry reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP selection to investigate January 6th.
The other two made statements and took actions that just made it ridiculous to put them on such a committee seeking the truth.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this.
Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the only Republican now on the panel, applauded Pelosi's decision.
Tokyo's government reported nearly 2,000 new cases of COVID-19, 91 of which are connected with the Olympics, just as they start the opening ceremonies. Of those connected to the Olympics, 9 were residents at the Olympic Village, 4 were athletes, and 4 others were personnel. The news comes as officials report that the hospital occupancy in Tokyo has reached its most severe level. The city was also placed on stage 4 alert because of its daily new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and the rate of positive tests for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.